Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Jiva, thank you for being with us again here on Chai FM.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. It sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Doc, important day on Friday. It's a World Children's Day. Ironically enough, I see it's also World Toilet Day, and believe it or not, there's actually a hell of a relationship between those two issues. But I thought let's tap into your expertise and maybe get an overview of the unimaginable and overwhelming stress that kids must have been under over this lockdown period.
Okay, so this is a very trying time for many parents. Maybe not so much for the kids because they've had literally a holiday for the last 7 months or whatever it is. But there are several things during this exam time that can help the parents, can help the kids. And I'll mention some things that they should avoid and some things they could do. The main thing is we need to get a balance between what the parents expect and what the child's capacity is. But I think most parents are already aware of that. Once the kids go through the years, they know that which son or daughter will, what will be the level, what will they do. So they're quite aware of that. And during this time, many of the kids, they loafed around and they didn't study that much. So it's much, it was a bit like a holiday. The important thing, the parents, we should avoid anxiety-inducing comments like, you won't pass with this little study. So you see all these guys, the boys on PlayStation, Game Boy all the time, never studying, and they can't understand. They're not at school and there's no exam. Why should we study? And sitting with a book and pretending to read and study are two different things. So yeah. Parents should avoid statements like, there's so little time left, don't let us down, and you think you're encouraging him to study, but actually it is a bit criticizing for him. Then listen to your children when they talk about the exam. Don't make any comments mid-talk while they're talking. Show understanding and empathy. Show them that you accept them, all their achievements and their failures. Instead of complaining about not studying, ask them. Ask them things like, what have you been up to? Do you want to take, do you want us to take a look at it together? Most of them will say no. Some of them will say yes. Is there anything you want from us? Do you want any help? Or it's a better question. Too much telling them off or sermonizing can cause more anxiety because they want to do well. The very last thing, I'm 18. When I was a child, when my parents used to compare me to my friends, siblings, and cousins, I just completely switch off. I'm not interested in them. So do not compare your children, especially with their friends or siblings. And strangely enough, in one family, there's 2, 3, 4 kids. Two of them might be ADHD, the others might not be, and one might be a combined type, and other one might be inattentive type, and a girl might be inattentive, the boys might be very active, so you have different presentation and different level of intelligence. Now, ADHD is a condition for normal and high IQ. There's not a, it's not a stupid condition, it's not a condition that they're not bright, but 30% have concurrent learning difficulty. Learning difficulty does not mean that they have IQ problems. It means that the wires in the computer are not connecting properly, and so we just have to fix the wiring. And other criticizing statements to avoid, look, this and that is success, this and this person is successful, so why aren't you successful? So each child will have a different trait and have a different personal characteristics, and most parents know that, but we forget. We think if you coerce them and compare them to a friend or a neighbor or a relative, they'll do better. Actually, it causes more anxiety. And then we have to find activities that they enjoy. So during the exam, they need exercise. They need certain time for PlayStation. The screen time is the worst enemy for kids who are studying, because in North America, the kids get 30 to 45 minutes on a normal non-COVID weekday, and they get 2 hours on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But now COVID time, pandemic, is like having a weekend or a holiday all the time. So they're allowed to get at least 2 hours every day. So we have to be careful how much time they abuse, and they use the cell phone and PlayStation and Game Boy. And I mentioned in my first session, there's an app called Hour, O-U-R, space, Hour Pack, that parents can use it on their computer or their phone, and they can preset all the appliances and electronics in the house, what time to start and stop. So then you don't have to go and fight with your kid. It just goes off on its own. And if he's not aware of your I hope the kids are not listening. If he's not aware of your, if he's not aware of your little tool, it will just go off and he'll call you. Oh, my phone's not working. The TV just went off. Something's wrong. Call the repairman. But actually, it is the app of our pack that you are using. So we have to create a peaceful situation. The other thing, all the pandemic, nothing to do with the exam. Everybody says you must have a structure. We know that. Secondly, exercise is the most important thing. So they need a bicycle. They need a trampoline. Thirdly, it doesn't pay to punish them or hit them or criticize them. It doesn't pay. And if the kids are hearing, if there's one or two kids that are hearing, in a pandemic year, you're in a crisis, and all of you are going to pass. They're not going to fail anybody. Don't tell the department I said that, but I don't think they're going to fail anybody. So you're going to pass. So you might just cruise and chill, eh? But I didn't say it because they just writing and say I did something else.
So basically, yeah, no, go on.
Enjoy this time and spend time with your kids. And it's been an exciting time. It's an unusual time in the world. I'm sitting at home since March, and actually I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
I absolutely love the way you've taken a lemon and you've turned it into lemonade. I absolutely love that. I just want to recap the important issues you referred to. You said have realistic expectations, listen to your kids, don't compare them to others, and very important, get them out and get them exercising and give them structure. I reckon that would be an accurate summary of what you've told us this afternoon.
And the last word is raise them in a non-CDE environment. What does it mean? Non-criticizing, non-demanding, non-expecting. CDE. The parents do it, the teachers do it, the bosses do it, the husbands do it, the wives do it, everybody does it. And we grow up in a criticizing, demanding environment. So, you only got 20%. On Tuesday, I want 90%. So that's criticizing. Tuesday, they demand it, and Tuesday night, where's the marks? Where's the marks? Let's see if you got 80%. And of course, if you got 20% last week, you might only get 25% this week. You can't go from 20 to 90% in a week. So thank you.
Dr. Shabbir Jeeva, what an absolute pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you for your input this afternoon. I just hope that people actually listen to you because that was wise, sagely advice.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Anytime.